Pre-seed fundraising in 2026 is a different game than it was 5 years ago. The rounds are bigger, the investors are more institutional, and the bar for follow-on capital is higher than it's ever been. If you're a first-time founder preparing to raise your first institutional money, here's exactly what you need to know. This guide covers current market data, round sizes, valuation caps, who's writing checks, what milestones you need, and a practical process to run a successful pre-seed raise in today's market. What is pre-seed funding in 2026? Pre-seed is the earliest institutional round, typically the first time a startup takes outside capital beyond friends, family, and grants. It's designed to get you from idea to product market fit signal, a working MVP, early users, and enough evidence to raise a priced seed round. In 2026, the median pre-seed round sits between $1.5 million and $2.0 million, according to Carta's 2024 State of Private Markets and preliminary PitchBook Q1 2025 data. That's roughly double the $500,000 to $800,000 rounds that were standard in 2020. The super pre-seed rounds exceeding $2 million is increasingly common, especially for AI startups that need capital for compute and model training before they have a shippable product. How pre-seed changed, 2020 vs 2026. Dimension, 2020-2026. Median round size, $500,000 to $800,000, $1.5 million to $2.0 million. Median valuation cap, safe, $4 million to $6 million, $8 million to $12 million. Typical instrument, uncapped safe with discount, post-money safe, YC standard. Investors, predominantly angels, micro VCS lead, Neo, Precursor, Hustle Fund, Village Global, A4. Team expectation, solo founder acceptable, strong co-founder team preferred. Bar for seed round, idea plus team often enough, need $10,000 to $20,000 MRR or strong engagement. AI share of deals, 85% chance your pre-seed round is the only institutional round you'll ever raise. This statistic should inform everything. 1. Plan for self-sufficiency. Structure your burn so that if seed doesn't materialize, you have a viable path to revenue. Plan for 18 months of runway, but aim for product market fit in 12. 2. Revenue is the best fundraising tool. Every dollar of MRR you generate during your pre-seed increases your odds of raising a seed by roughly 3x. 3. Build relationships during, not after. The investors who write your seed check are rarely the ones you meet for the first time during that process. They're the ones who have been watching your progress for 6 to 12 months. The bottom line. Pre-seed fundraising in 2026 is more capital efficient for investors and less forgiving for founders than it was 5 years ago. The rounds are bigger, the investors are more sophisticated, and the bar for raising your next round is higher than it's ever been. But the fundamentals haven't changed. Build something people want. Show that people want it. Be honest about where you are and where you're going. Find investors who believe in your specific vision. Do those four things, and the $1 million to $2 million you need to get started is absolutely within reach. Data sources, Carta's 2024 State of Private Markets, PitchBook NVCA Venture Monitor Q4 2024 and Q1 2025 preliminary data, Cooley Geo Annual Report 2024, Y Combinator Safe Documentation, and AngelList Rolling Fund Activity Data. All figures are market medians and ranges. Your actual terms will vary based on team, traction, sector, and negotiation. Ready to see how investors would evaluate your pitch? Upload your deck to Bullpen for a free AI-powered assessment across 7 investor categories.